You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
I can't help myself because Mary Beth Salmon just walked in here. And she's my open for business guest this morning. You know how we talk with locally owned and operated businesses, and we always want to make sure that you know about you know, different offerings and things that are going on out there. And what she does is that she makes bun cakes. And I mean, not just like bun cakes. I'm talking like bunt cakes. It's in fact, it's called Nothing Bunt Cakes. Nothing Bunt Cakes. Isn't that right, Mary Beth?
Yes.
Okay. And what gave you the bright idea to go that direction? I'm going to make an entire business on bunt cakes. You know?
Well, you know what? This is actually a franchise.
It is.
And I was visiting my parents down in California a few years ago, and we had...
I'm going to eat my bundt cake while you're talking, okay?
You eat. It's so good. Mm-hmm. I was just visiting my parents, and it was my mom's birthday, and we needed a cake, and I ordered this cake. I'd never heard of it, and just was super impressed with the quality and, like, the values that the company had. And so I thought, if I don't bring this to Medford, someone else is going to, and I'll just be kicking myself forever. So I did it.
And so now you're a bundt cake baking person.
Queen. I'm the bunt queen. Yes.
The bunt queen. All right. There's a joke in there someplace, I'm sure. All right. So I want to let you know where, and by the way, she's brought some samples in here before, and we were all just kind of raving about how good this was. The one I was sampling here just a moment ago was banana pudding cake. And I love bananas, and I love pudding cake, and I love the cake, and it's all in there, and it even has vanilla wafers.
Vanilla wafers, baked into it.
Yeah. But if you want to find out more about this, you go to Nothing Bunt Cakes, B-U-N-D-T. But it's over in that, it's in that parking lot, or in the parking lot by Public Lands, like right. The Trader Joe's area, right?
I call it
right?
The Trader Joe's Shopping
Center.
That's what I call
and,
it.
And so where is it in relationship to Public Lands, so then where people know?
So we're directly across the parking lot from Public Lands, and we're right between AT&T and Sports Clips. So you just have to go back. You have to go back beyond Trader Joe's, and you'll find us.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
And you see all the people that are enjoying a sugar high, you
exactly.
know, coming out of
yes.
there. But, you know, the thing is, though, is that it's – you have more than just sugary bun cakes. You also have ways to help people with gluten intolerance, too, don't you?
We do.
Talk about the full line. How many different flavors?
Okay.
How many different sizes?
So
all this kind of stuff. Okay?
There's a lot going on. So we have, I want to say, around 10 regular flavors that we normally have. Mm-hmm. Some of our top most favorite flavors are white chocolate raspberry. Mm-hmm. We have a chocolate chip. But we also have a couple of gluten-free flavors, and those flavors, we have chocolate chip cookie and then a lemon raspberry. And it's funny because people that aren't gluten-free love the gluten-free flavors.
Oh, that's good.
So you don't even have to be gluten-free.
Because I've joked around a lot with people for a long time, Mary, that you know, I don't make enough money to have a dietary restriction, but... There's more.
That's a good one.
I know that there are some people who actually...
There's no dietary restrictions in the bun cake industry.
Okay, that's just the way that goes. So you're doing this all the time then, and so do you cater bun cakes? Do you deliver them? Or how does this... Just tell us
deliver,
the whole thing.
We deliver. What do? We do events. We're out at the Brit. We were at the Brit all summer at, mm-hmm. at all those events, at the concerts. And then... We do a lot of charity work. We're going to be at Night to Shine next month, which is like a prom for, you know, special people, and we're really excited about participating and sharing with them.
So you remind me of someone who's kind of like doing a business because you've done this business because it seems like you want to help other really
exactly.
interesting groups, it
yeah.
seems like almost.
Yeah.
Would that be
yeah.
fair to say?
Exactly. It's just a way of connecting with the community. I uh-huh. mean, I say it's really not about the cake. It's about making connections.
Well, I think it's about the cake, but, you know, I'll disagree with you a little bit. I'm just talking about you. I'm just having fun.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it's true. It's a great way. Well, you know, we go to schools. We partnered with Crater High School with the drama department. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they sell our cakes at their events. And so it's you can kind of use it to celebrate pretty much anything. A kid will come in. He lost his tooth. Let's get a bunt cake. You got an A. Let's get a bunt cake. You got an F. Let's get a bunt cake. I mean, you know.
You feel good. You get a bunt cake.
Exactly.
You feel bad. Get a bunt
yeah,
cake.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. I love it. You're a great enabler.
Yes, okay. I'm trying.
We appreciate it.
I'm trying.
Mary Beth Salmon, and she's bringing joy to the Rogue Valley here. Her open for business, she's open there with Nothing Bundt Cakes. And once again, it's in the Trader Joe's shopping center, that area in Medford. And now, are they all of this size, you know, this particular size, or are you able to get bigger ones?
You know what?
Or?
You are. You ask the best questions. We have little guys. We call those buntinis, and we sell those by the dozen. And then we have big cakes that, you know, feed like 8 people, 20 people, and we put decorations on them, and we do all kinds of fun little wrapping. We wrap these guys up and make these little towers that you can give for birthday presents or to your teacher because, you know, she cut you some slack. I mean, there's all kinds of great
all sorts
things.
Of ways to celebrate,
yes,
with
exactly.
The bun. We like that. Nothing Bundt Cakes. So final question I would have for you then is what are your hours in, you know, and when do you first start baking these in the morning?
Luckily, we are not super early morning bakers because I don't think I would be able to handle that. But
that's not your style.
That's not my style.
Okay.
No. But we bake throughout the day. We bake 5 days a week. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7. And then on Sundays, we're open from 10 to 3.
All right. Very good. Yeah. A lot of bacon.
Thank you.
Good stuff. I mean, if all the rest of them are even half as good as this banana pudding one, it's good stuff. Great talking to
all
you.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
And once again, on Open for Business, Nothing Bundt Cakes, B-U-N-D-T, cakes.com. You can find out more. Mary Beth Salmon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good talking. 8:57.